Welcome to Trauma Informed Parenting. I'm your host, Kathleen Guire. Each week, we dive in and learn about the effects of trauma and navigating neurodiversity. I'm a mother of seven, four through adoption, former National Parent of the Year, author, teacher, and speaker who is obsessed with helping others become trauma-informed. I know what it's like to raise kiddos with a trauma history and neurodiversity. I used to feel as if I were the only one struggling, and because I felt that way, I isolated myself. I don't want you to feel alone in your parenting journey. So grab a cup of coffee and join me for Trauma Informed Parenting, a coffee break podcast. Parents of kiddos with trauma histories and capital letter syndromes are inundated with tons of parenting advice that doesn't work for their kiddos. At Trauma Informed Parenting, we provide science-backed tools that actually work so you can have some more peace and success in your parenting. Who is Trauma Informed Parenting for? That's what I want to talk about in this episode. This may be an episode that you want to bookmark and that you want to share with people that you think may need a trauma-informed education. And this is a good way to find some free resources to get started. We offer trauma-informed parenting resources and courses here at traumainformedparenting.com so you can be successful in parenting kiddos with trauma histories and neurodiversity. Trauma-informed parenting is for anyone caring for or raising a kiddo with a trauma history or neurodiversity or capital letter syndrome, like I like to call it, FASD, ADHD, SPD, GAD, ASD, etc. And here's why. Parents of kiddos with trauma histories and capital letter syndromes are inundated with tons of parenting advice that doesn't work for their kiddos. At Trauma Informed Parenting, we provide science-backed tools that actually work so you can have more peace and success in your parenting. Listen, I understand. Parenting a kiddo with a trauma history and or neurodiversity, capital letter syndrome, is tough. When your kiddo has a trauma history and or neurodiversity and can't seem to behave, in air quotes, you are judged and offered many, many pieces of unwanted parenting advice, often making you feel as if you are the worst parent on the planet. Can I ease your mind a little bit? You're not alone. That was me 4 years. The truth is, traditional parenting doesn't work for kiddos with a trauma history and or a capital letter syndrome, and it tends to backfire on you, causing worse, in air quotes, behaviors. Because one of the things that I say on the podcast often is behind every behavior is a need. So we need to look through that lens. And that's why sometimes I say in air quotes, you know, let's not make the behavior the main thing. So you just need the right tools so you can be the confident parent of kiddos with trauma histories and or neurodiversities. Trauma-informed parenting has all the tools you need. As a trauma-informed parenting educator, I've worked with parents just like you. Parents who need support, encouragement, and some new parenting tools when it seems as if nothing is working. So what is trauma-informed parenting all about? Maybe you're new here. Maybe the whole concept of being trauma-informed is new to you. Saying, we know that you want to be an awesome parent and connect to your child. In order to do that, you need the proper parenting tools for your child, not somebody else's neurotypical child or a child who does not have a trauma history. The problem is most people don't understand how trauma or having a capital letter syndrome, neurodiversity, affects They're kiddos, so they make it all about the behavior. When your kiddo can't behave according to other people's standards, it makes you feel as if you are the bad parent, so you isolate yourself. Let me again say that we believe at Trauma-Informed Parenting, you can be an awesome parent. So now you may be asking, how can trauma-informed parenting help me? I understand what it's like to parent a child with a trauma history and neurodiversity, which is why I'm here to help you navigate your parenting journey. We can help. In the show notes, all of the things that I'm talking about, all of the resources I'm talking about are linked. So make sure that you check out the show notes. Because here's how we do it. Number one, start with our free guide, How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos. This guide will walk you through what works when it comes to trauma-informed parenting. You'll get some new tools in your parenting tool belt. Once you start using these new tools, you can find some more peace in your home. You will understand the why behind the behavior. You will be able to meet the kiddo where he is and connect with him, and you'll enjoy your child more. So this is very skeletally based on my book, How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos. But this is just your starting point. If this is all new to you, start with that. And then number two, access my mini course, Trauma-Informed Parenting 101. This is a mini course designed to help you reframe your parenting beliefs. Often we have beliefs about parenting that don't work with our kiddos, especially when they're based on traditional parenting or the way that we were parented. And I'm not saying that your parents were bad, but when you are raising kids with a trauma history or neurodiversity, like I said at the beginning, our parenting has to shift. So we have to change our parenting beliefs and then begin to make sense of and peace with your past. Because until we learn how to make sense of and peace with our past, it's very difficult to be really present with our children. And why is that? It's because we have these triggers that keep getting tripped. Maybe for you, it was living in a home that was very legalistic. And so when somebody breaks the rules, you're triggered. And then our kiddos have triggers. So we just get into this kind of trigger war where everybody is upset and our home is a chaotic environment. We don't want to do that. So then this course will also help you learn the science of trauma and how it affects your kiddos. And you can apply this to yourself too. As you learn this, you can be like, oh my goodness, that's me too. That is how the trauma is affecting me, and it's coming out in my belief system. It's coming out in my behaviors. It's coming out in my body. It's coming, my biology is coming out on all of these things. And maybe you didn't realize that. And then apply the science with some new parenting tools. Now, I share a bunch of parenting tools. You have to figure out which ones work best for your kiddos. And then finally, you will have some more peace in your home. So that is Trauma-Informed Parenting 101. I have that linked in the show notes. And then number three, join me on YouTube. What is the Trauma-Informed Parenting YouTube channel all about? My videos are unique for many reasons. I use a teaching-based approach because I'm an educator. I provide a workbook or resource for many of my playlist series. Another reason they're unique is I know what it's like to be a parent and trying to just fit a little bit of education into my day, some encouragement in my day. These videos are short enough to watch or listen to if you're taking a coffee break. If you haven't noticed, that's a big theme for me is coffee break, because I'm thinking, you know, 15 minutes at the most. And a lot of my videos are shorter than that. so you can listen to them maybe while you're getting ready in the bathroom for the day or whatever, or after your kiddos go to sleep at night before you watch that movie. And I often do series that will last for anywhere between 3 to 6 weeks and cover one workbook or a portion of a book or a free resource. For example, if you grab the number one resource, How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos, then you can download that, hop on over to YouTube, and find the playlist, the videos to walk you through that resource. And like I said, I have all of this linked in the show notes. So where should you start for the best results? Grab your free PDF, How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos. And in the meantime, check out our other resources. I have a whole page of resources on traumainformedparenting.com/resources. Okay, so now I'm going to move on a little bit. I want you to stop beating yourself up for being what you think is the bad parent. And instead, know you are not alone. Learn some science. Learn some new parenting tips and tools. Truly connect with your child right where they are instead of where the culture or society says they should be. Now, I want to share a little bit about my story because I kind of think of this episode as something that maybe you just started listening. Somebody shared this with you and you're like, I don't know who this person is, but I really need some help. So I'm Kathleen Guire, the mother of 7, 4 through adoption, former National Parent of the Year, author, teacher, and speaker. But more important than any of those things, let me stress that so much, more important than any of those things, I'm a parent just like you. I've been there. I know what it's like to raise kiddos with trauma histories and capital letter syndromes. I used to feel as if I were the only one struggling. And because I felt that way, I isolated myself. I don't want you to do that. I don't want you to feel alone in your parenting journey. For many years, I call this time in my life the silent years. It's after I've been judged so many times that I began to just shut down and not share anything with anyone. One thing I did learn was traditional parenting did not work. When we adopted a sibling group of 4, I had no idea how to parent my newbies. Traditional parenting had worked okay-ish with 3 of my bios, but it didn't work at all with my newbies. Everything I tried seemed to backfire. I needed answers and I needed them fast. But here's the catch. I naively thought that because I had experienced childhood trauma, that I was equipped to handle kiddos who had experienced the same. I did the logical thing. I bought books. I researched. I read books to my husband at night, driving him crazy while he was trying to fall asleep. And I would say, listen to this. This is why he's doing this. I thought that it was all about the behavior. Maybe you think that too. I thought I could fix the behaviors and the chaos would be gone. And that's exactly what trauma-informed parenting is all about. And I'll explain in a minute because it didn't work. All right? It did not work. Why? It's because fixing the behavior was not the answer. I had a part of that chaos. And I had to own up to that. And I do talk a lot about that in the Trauma-Informed Parenting 101 course. So I would love to help you move on to what does work and get some new tools in your parenting tool belt. Once you start using these new tools, you can find some peace in your home. That doesn't mean that all the chaos will totally disappear. It means you will have peace in the midst of it. You will understand the why behind the behavior. You will be able to meet the kiddo where he is and connect with him. You'll enjoy your child more and have more peace in your home. Now, I know some of these things I'm repeating because I know that it takes scientifically, we have to hear something 7 times before we even begin to connect with it, and it starts to sink in. So if you are in that state where you feel hopeless and you're listening and you think, oh my goodness, she keeps saying, I can do this. I can find more peace in my home. I can learn some new parenting skills and get some parenting tools and then have more peace. You can. Okay, I'm going to switch gears here for a minute because I'm going to share some of my personal experience with trauma. I think we connect with other people's stories more than anything. I could sit here and list all the scientific facts that I read in all the books, all the courses I took, and I thought that was going to be the answer for me. So let me share some of my experience with trauma. A normal Sunday morning included the kids' pastor asking to talk to me after church. Raise your hand if you've been there. One or more of my kiddos couldn't behave or regulate. We use that word regulate. Sounds nicer, right? They're kicked out of kids' church again. Here's the thing. Hubby Jerry and I, we were selected as National Parents of the Year. That's right. You heard it right. National Parents of the Year. I could talk. But I often felt as if my friends, family, church, homeschool co-op, and community in general would have liked for me to have that revoked because I couldn't make our kids behave. I was judged, questioned, criticized, and all the while, my kiddos felt as if they were being rejected again. Raise your hand if that's you. When we moved to a new town, we joined a new homeschool co-op, and we were super excited to plug in. It was like a fresh start. I thought, this is going to be it. We're going to start again. Then guess what? Next came the weekly phone calls, the emails, and the, we don't think you're a good fit for our group breakup calls. We weren't welcome. My kids couldn't fill in the blank. They were devastated. I think often adults in those situations aren't thinking that they are rejecting those kiddos again, that they are causing new wounds and more trauma. But there I was. I was devastated too. I sunk into a deep depression and I isolated myself, my silent years. So years later, when my kiddos' peers were acing college entrance exams, the gap widened. My kiddos struggled. I struggled. A successful day for other parents was their teens getting a scholarship. A successful day for me was no one had macheted the plastic baby swing in an angry meltdown. True story. As I continued to study and take courses, autism training through Marshall University, ETC training, reading books, all of these things, I began to understand that my kiddos could be successful and I could parent them the way they needed to be parented. Their success in life didn't depend on acing tests or scholarships. Their success in life is tied to learning how to navigate life through the lens of trauma, how to learn some habits and coping mechanisms to make them feel safe at home and at home in their own skin, regardless of what other people think. Success looks like arranging the environment to suit them, not correcting the child to suit the environment. Let me say that one again. It's so important. Success looks like arranging the environment to suit them, not correcting the child to suit the environment. And when I say that, I think that there are times that maybe you don't need to go to that particular church if it's always about the behavior. Maybe you need to find another homeschool group. If it's your child, you're getting the phone calls, you're not really a good fit, then think of it this way. They're not really a good fit for your children. So I know I'm sharing some of my personal story, but I hope that's helping you see that I know where you're coming from. I know what you're going through. And I'm going to read just a few little testimonials. Kathleen's insight, both from her firsthand experience as an adoptive mother and from her education as an Empowered to Connect trainer, is something I wish I'd had when we began our journey as foster parents. She is absolutely the first resource I would recommend to anyone who is considering foster care or adoption. Kristen Peters, adoptive and foster parent. Kathleen has been an integral part of my journey to becoming a foster mother and to becoming a better parent in general. Parenting a child with a capital letter syndrome or a child from a hard place is all of those things. And on top of all that, it can be isolating. Through her classes, podcasts, blogs, videos, conferences, and advice, Kathleen has helped me look at my child's behaviors in a new way. She has helped me change the way I parent and has shown me that I'm not alone. Because of Kathleen's influence, I have more successes to celebrate in the journey of parenting my children. Rachel Eubank, foster parent. So I am going to kind of finish up a little bit here, but I want to talk about a few more resources that I have. I do have an Etsy shop, Trauma-Informed Parenting on Etsy. And one of the best sellers is Your Kiddo's Trauma Bucket Workbook. It is a workbook that you can work through at home and understand your kiddo's trauma bucket. You can dig deeper into where the trauma came from. You actually have some worksheets and journaling sheets and question sheets in there to help you move through and then get to the point where you're like, okay, this is what's happening. This is what I need to do about it. Okay? So that's on Etsy. And I also have other free resources. I have a book called How to Have Peace When Your Kids Are in Chaos. And you can get a free chapter of that book linked in the show notes. Why Traditional Parenting Doesn't Work and What Does Work. This is for you if you're raising a kiddo with a trauma history. You're raising a kiddo with a capital letter syndrome. You want to get your parenting mojo back. And you need parenting tools that actually work. I also have a free guide called Connect Instead of Correct. And you can learn 3 steps to a deeper, more connected relationship with your child. If you prefer a video, I have a video training. It's free. 3 simple ways to connect with your child. And it is based on the guide that I just mentioned, Connect Instead of Correct. So how do we connect more and correct less, even when we are stressed? So if you take this short video training, you can find out. P.S. You can apply these tips to yourself for an extra boost of self-care. So I hope that this episode was helpful to you. And maybe bookmark the show notes, because there's so much information I gave you today. And if you just want to get started on your trauma-informed parenting journey, check out the show notes, work through them, and pick out whichever resource that you would like to start with. So thanks for joining me today, and I will see you next week. Bye. Thanks for listening to Trauma-Informed Parenting. Make sure you rate and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. New episodes are dropping each Wednesday, so brew that coffee, pull up a chair, and let's learn together. If you're looking for some more encouragement as well as resources, hop on over to traumainformedparenting.com.